year with a number of colleges from members. I did report to the committee that Mr. Garcia has been hospitalized. Since the fifth is leave you have to check the most of the day today with the action included on the 23rd from the doctor.
I'm sure as members have read through the documents at the end, they actually the movie design is moving and the current design is moving in the right direction. Of course, there will be quite a number of tests around this, but I think in the end, it will demonstrate the organization that is against it. And then it is a demand and it continues to demand and it continues to last with the organization for our own and we provide the country the number that are appropriate and scientifically correct. So, the content of the presentation, therefore, in pursuing this particular message, is that when you look at the strategic overview, what the performance of the organization is, the means of verification of what I just said, the financial performance, that the money that you have allocated was used for the purpose for which it was intended, and then you look at the future, the starting point for the next week of the office. What are the strategic overviews? Of course, the vision of the organization to be a set supply of quantitative statistics, contained and supported by the mission of improving the economy and society through application of international practices. The thing applies information to meet user needs, enhancing products or services, which is basically what we do, and providing and promoting practical coordination and partnerships. Human capacity and enhancing the government and accountability, and all those five things are contained in the report. What are the things that we have done in the last year that we probably can do? One of the key things, there are quite a number of things that are contained in the document itself, but we have just picked on the few, five to probably the city. The consumer price index. We promised that we roll out direct price collection from out there. And we did that. We have a new collection method that's running. We have a comprehensive plan to integrate CCI into members in 2009. That comprehensive plan is approved in 2009 for the implementation. The government of the Bureau of Banks continues to use this as an indicator and make decisions on the level of interest rate or rate based on the CPI that we are producing. We are not letting the government make policy choices as we provide the message. Then you look like it's important to the message as well. Increases interest rate when the CPI is high, reduces them when the CPI is low. That's what areas are. So in terms of implications of the data that we produce, it impacts directly on policy. Internet and data service, this will provide information on income and expenditure to any parties of South Africans, how long is many other people use it as a coordinated format later and so on. Yes, finalize the question of the data. In 2006, we processed the data and we released the results later in November this year. This is probably this year done, and end of November, the results will be in the public domain. The information that comes out of this assists in the weighting of the basket of consumption, goods, and services in South Africa. And so, and the information that comes about out of it in terms of income distribution and sector distribution will continue to dominate the state of the city state of the South African community. And in November, at November end, I'm sure that the debate will be awash in the media and elsewhere. So we continue to inform society on how to perform. The community that watch the state of the 24th of November. We will be releasing information on the community. We promise that we will run this, and we promise that we will release the results in November. We are bringing them in later. So, 280,000 suppliers, family that outside the day of the contracted process, paid in managers. And, of course, what is the money? I'll come to that later. And results are to be in October. I'm sure by next Wednesday, the media and everybody will be talking, time will be waiting around the changing state of the conditions in South Africa. Chair will continue to inform society on on what everything will come. Chico begins to use a heat to deliver cost value, to make the next dynamic to the river market. We have conducted the pilot schedules, we have improved the definitions, we have reduced the content, and the new what that the labor cost study will be rolled out in January. We have delivered what we promised, and we will see deliberations and discussions in the public domain when the science labor cost will just come out in August of 2008. We are running the first full change labor cost study year. What are the opportunities? What are the key achievements towards improving quality? The business training. We have been working around this issue for the last 6 years. Finally, we have got a strategic review to improve the quality of information in the register while remaining in our implementation. However, for 6 years, we have been working around this thing and they never managed to get high in this time, therefore, the pages to practice. What is your effort to build a train, and this one is that this work that we will do. I'll talk a little bit more about this 2 points later. On the coordination of statistics and partnerships, here we have the data management and information in that area. Here the key achievements are that we've got the data management framework and standardized production processes and storage and receiver. One of the things that Chevron might have, particularly in January 2005, but particularly the lack of the first wave that we have put there. This time around, it's end-to-end production system using SAP 9. Chair will remember that the SIC chair was achieved for taking libraries from SAP licenses. And that delayed our implementation in 2002. That is the biggest thing that delayed us. It's a system, despite those allegations, everybody practices. We have developed a startup, South Africa Statistical Quality Assessment Framework. That's where we have developed a framework, and many other government departments have been given the startup to have checked that implementation. So the implementation of the national statistics system depends on the startup. Both internally at FSA and externally at the external environment. The national statistics system, here we are seeing the demand for statistical information, and here we are seeing that the demand actually outweighs the current supply. We need to meet that supply, or all that demand. It is almost overwhelming, and when you are overwhelmed, to get paralyzed. So we need to move out of that paralysis. And one of the ways in which we are moving out of that paralysis is to look at what could be low-hanging fruits, which could be registered. And the register decides that it is a managed by the fleet. That's the starting point. So we have looked at the administrative record of education and the Department of Home Affairs, and we think that we are going to come in with relationships. And we have also done audit to assess capacity requirements. We've also looked at the potential of indicators in collaboration with the policy coordination and advisory services and experts. What are the priorities in NSF going forward? I said that I will come back to the issue of training, both the user training and the training. Because if we crack those two, then we'll be on our way to sustainable statistical production in the country. They're not just easy, but they're the most critical. The IPA said that the price of the vocation register, in spite of interesting photogenic comments on the vocation register, when you look at the South Africa and the IB document system, which facilitates elections, which facilitates opening of accounts in the bank and all. This system is worth minus communication, but it requires improvement. And I think the vocation register today is an important one. And I don't know how often we get to convenience when you go to open an account at bank or when you go to the airport. If the majority of the vocation is convenience because the ID is not what the ID they have, then they say there's something wrong with part of the palm that you have, and then look at improving it and improving it up. So the okay, cocaine is that is an important thing that exists in South Africa, and it's one of those that exists where the wealth doesn't have, not all countries in the world have the kind of thing. In South Africa, we still have it. The digital trade, the digital one, yes, the technology allows that to have it. The trading trade is more easier because the aim of the world is going to collapse. But we need to work on these two to get to where we can be sustainable. Including statistical information based on administrative sources. Of course, here we have the education indicators, state signal indicators, and vital registration information. And I think if we look at that, the college studies will tell us how far off we are in getting this material. And probably right in terms of registration, and the tax against our way. This is the work that we will be doing going forward, because we have to fight for sustainability of the city. Government and the company, the Ocha General, yesterday I saw the digital day, that the Ocha General was very pleased that he got a CEO's. I thought that the Ocha General laughed at the CEO's. But it was the headline. Now, can you drive out of the attractive headline of the day? We see on no emphasis of matter, no qualification, no disclaimer, nothing is seen on that way. I can share with you that way. And I thought,
to the old training that it is very difficult to train for fit for swimming.
That's the general point. I don't know why you can't say that. Top management, you take the certain thing, and financial performance, you can do that. Chair, you ran one of the biggest studies, 280,000 households. Take the human resource on time, and the CEO is at the end of that. That is a good record. Tell us that the organization goes where it is headed to, and it is doing what it should do. Now, the financial performance there. Here we are, we spend 94.3% of the budget that we allocated. And that's a good level. But if I were to compare it to 2005-06, where 86% of the budget was spent there. And taking into consideration that we ran a study, the payment of which has to happen by the end of the financial year. This particular challenge has fallen back to the point where we actually got an authorized expenditure qualification in the center of Nigeria because we couldn't pay in time and close the payment. But in 2006-07, we managed to close. So it says the machinery goes where it is headed. What is the future? The future is unchangeable in terms of the vision that we have to provide adequate and relevant statistics. We have to promote trust in official statistics, not by wealth, but in terms of our actions. We have to be transparent in efforts because in transparency there is trust. We have to recruit highly skilled professional staff to continue to look and do so. In the end, we should get a new management profile in South Africa. We are waiting for primary school because I think that's where we have to take it. We are too old for failure. And it's a whole lot of new kids. You know it's a budget. So we've got to go to the school where we can think and we can stay. In doing this, we believe that we should consolidate and sustain what assets we have, which is capacity, actually, is something that we should sustain. And training are the things that build and sustain. Now, what is the future? The idea is that we shouldn't care about the future, we should make sure that the future is handled with care. So that we can sustain that and consolidate projects that we have made. First, the poverty plan in 2008 is what we should be undertaking. So it is in 2008 and comes in time for the one after and what will happen after that. The Buddha gave up for study in 2008, this is what made up those are the products of the future. The TCI 20 is coming in 2009. The Statistical Training Institute started, we have to implement in 2009. The International Statistics Institute coming to South Africa in 2009. And this is what has to be done with the International Statistics Institute. Census is a legend, it is a deep thing. And of course, the Minister of Finance got to our old building 6 years ago and said the ceiling value is too low. And therefore I don't think we can change in this case. The minister, well, we will get out of it when I hit that protruding to the city. Now I hate that we have to protrude through that city. And by 2009 I hate to be around it. So surely time moves. So the new building of 2009 is an appropriate institution to both position this organization and an organization to take that move where it goes. As well as an institution that has to play its role in the world. If those people remark them, and I conclude that this organization knows where it goes. I've proven, at least in my presentation, and that has been tested by your question, as well as the organization ever knows where it goes. I think that in the words of Anthony Park, I'm not quoted about him, so I think where we're too high. But he has the question, what is the Supreme Good? Bloom and Bloom. What is the Supreme Good? The safety of statistics, the language it talks, the duty of statistics, the statistics and the grounds that people give, and that teaching of that ground comes out the duty of statistics. And I can say, in my religion, I say what the duty of this organization and the duty of statistics. And U.S. policymakers can start planning to make it sound quite self-sound. Thank you very much.
Now you have seen this, can I request that you switch off your mic?
Yeah, that's an indication that you also want me to speak. Because if you keep yours on, you're not going to allow anybody else to speak. Thank you very much for the presentation and the brief as I have requested. I think for that also. When the time comes, you will get another members, here is the SGM issue. We have before us the annual report, we have before us the web program, we have before us the strategic plan. All the tools have been made available to us to hold the SG to account. He says he and his department have performed extremely well. Our success, the results going as far as it goes, anyone can really sense that there is improvement and we can feel that improvement, but I'm not the judge. It's going to be a lot. I know it's because I haven't allowed you to speak. I'm sure it's correct, but I haven't allowed you to speak. Mr. Blodgo, I'm just making sure Mr. Johnson, Mr. Marais, Ms. Mokoto, Mr. Singh, Ms. Fab, in that order. Is there somebody that I have omitted? Mr. Blodgo.
Thank you. Mr. Dwayne, Mr. Chairman, who shared congratulations for the job well done. And I see by the confirmation coming from the business day, the reporters last today. Normally he leaves the local on behind. So he's confirming that. Chair, I agree with the SGM. But there are just some few questions that I want to pose. Question one on the report to Russia General. Russia General is raising some ancillary matters. My question is on page 109 of the report of Russia General. My question is, what measures, what measures did you put in place to ensure that this transgressor method that has been raised by the Western General has been addressed? My second question would be on fruitless and wasteful expenditure of your state of page 137 of your report. Can you please just give us the circumstances surrounding this fruitless expenditure, in particular the one that helps us go with, I think, 2.4 million on service for fuel and paid for by the salary? I know that you indicate that the matter is still under investigation, but if you could just give us a preliminary view on what occurred in the background. Thirdly, in your report, it indicated, I think, page 27 and 28, under economic statistics, that there are certain things that you shouldn't do. Because of results of this. But how then do you justify the idea that of the savings that you have made? Can you point out the truth rather than give us a comprehensive answer on why you should be talking about results of trading when there are certain savings that you mentioned in your report? Last question is on that section of page 135 of your report, there are debts that are mentioned for 704,000 that have to be written off, mainly for debt described. Can you give us the source, the origin, the circumstance of this debt, why it is not being covered?
So to have answered about this question with regards to resource constraints, it would be very useful for this committee to unpack this resource constraints, because it comes up on another this area. Actually, it started from 27, right up to 29, on a number of the because of this on the likes of the survey. That comes up on electricity testimony supply, none of the time I've done. I know the report of buildings complete checks, the south complete shows the head. Yes, transport here, it comes up. Yes, liquidation, financial intermediaries, yes, the other subject. And I mean, this could just affect what you mean by the soft constraint, because maybe you're too brief in the report itself, because we don't accept. The next is Mr. Jonathan.
Thanks, SG, for a comprehensive report. I can't, afford not to meet the one obvious and having to refer to you as SG. I think of an SG of the EU. I'm sure you have a number of those. The first one on the forward is a simple, which is also repeated in the introduction, just in those very, very first pages of the report. I'm sure it's a very easy going one for you. Just clarity, more than anything else. So much is said about the reweighting and updating of CPI and CPI. It is possible that it is the Currently, I cannot remember where I was reading, where in, you know, the total basket of those, you know, goods and services in your, you know, CPI weight amounted to anything in the region of 1,000 something. 1,000? 1,005. And, you know, you just wonder, you know, what could be the kind of issues that we have in that. Of course, predominantly there, you have fuel and food being your main, you know, dominant, you know. Also, if you have to elaborate a bit on that one, now that's the first one. The second one, for me, is a simple one, again, meaning of a number of yourself. You have learned increase of about 15% for those, you know, who click on the button to visit your website. What is the meaning of that? It's a very simple question I would imagine from your side. I'm just trying to imagine here where I'm sitting, running an organization where people who are through my website keep clicking. And I'm beginning to wonder to the actual meaning of that. Well, to this people, and also the point where you even ask a question, what use do these people make out of, you know, this information? Whether you are able to get back a feedback from those, and to understand out of the number that click, and also out of those who then kick you back. And to a point where I would imagine you are able to get a sense as to whether or not you are making progress. The last one says, just simple clarity again, on the introduction and vision and whatnot. On the page 9, a mention is made about the SG being the head of the organization as the ultimate executive responsibility. Clarity, I would imagine, is given on the second paragraph there, where it says, Minister of Finance has approved the delegation of powers and authority. Could that therefore be saying, it clarifies that very notion, the ultimate executive that the SG has over this. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I want to congratulate the very nice report, the comprehensive report. So congratulations on that. And then also on the unqualified audit report. I mean, that is very good. But I must also, you know, indicate that that is an indication of how your accounting department is functioning in terms of reporting and accounting for what complies in terms of payment and all those financial transactions. That has got no bearing whether you have done your job properly or whether you've spent it, you know, according to your strategic plan. So maybe you must not ask too quickly, you know, that we applaud you, but then you must also be prepared to come for a hiding, you know, when it is necessary. So it's your choice, then, but which one you want? What do you want both? Want is that one. Okay. There's a couple of things that is seriously of a concern in the report. The one thing that I've always said your biggest asset is staff, is human resources. And if you don't manage that asset properly, you can't expect a proper return on that investment. Now, in this report, it was mentioned so many times about vacancies being the reason, skills shortage being the reason, absence of a team leader being the reason, and you can go on and go on and go on. It is quite alarming, I must admit, that if in so many cases reasons for underperformance is vacancies, shortage of skills, withdrawing people from a course that they were on, coming to work, not finishing, not completing. It is actually alarming. And how you can ever get to a situation that you can reach all your targets in terms of your objectives in terms of your strategic plan, I'm not quite sure that it is that well performed. You know, the one thing I always look at and that I'm really sensitive towards is the disability issue. Now, we all know that the target for employment of disability people with disability is 2%. I'm sure you know that you are very well positioned with 0.65%. So I want you to report on that, because I'm sure that the minister will be very interesting to see the statistics. I want you to respond on especially the human resource issues. Otherwise, I'll in the second round can elaborate more on that. In terms of the financial performance, the other thing that is incredibly alarming is that there's an underspending in most of the departments. So it seems like either you don't need the money, or your planning was done incorrectly, or your spending was done poorly. Somewhere there must be a problem, because you're not spending the money, and you actually your performance in spending money is very, very poor. So how can we, and the consumers and the community out there, can expect service delivery? And obviously, I mean, you're very proud of the fact that the governor of the Reserve Bank is your figure. But if there's so huge underspending, then you can get to a situation and say, you know, how credible is this information that you are so proud of? If there's a so huge underspending, if there's a so huge underperformance, if there's a so huge vacancy rate, if you are admitting that you've got a skill shortage. So that is a huge factor, and it's a really huge red light that can keep this wonderful book that you have that's still drifting at the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, SG, for the report. I also like to raise certain issues that are from the report. Questions and clarification. I heard you speaking about the changing face of living conditions in South Africa. And hopefully, by November, as you indicated, we'll be able to understand what that is. But I beg your indulgence. Can you just give us a little bit of information on that? Also, you spoke about the re-weighting of the basket of goods. With regards to the CPIX, what elements are you considering, or have you taken into consideration in that process? There are issues that have been raised in the report with regards to skills with shortages and human resource development and other factors. But I want to raise a question, you know, as a young person, I would like to really understand why are you not engaging in learnership, because you don't have any report to that effect. Why? Because I think that's where you can, you know, be able to gather the skills that you need. grief and the target that you have set for yourself is a response. For instance, there is the health and vital statistics survey that was supposed to be conducted, and the tourism and migration annual reports that were not completed. I want to get detailed as to why did it not happen the way you have anticipated, and maybe to update us on the constraints that you experienced with regards to that. The report also highlighted that you have shifted funds from one program to another. Almost all the programs had experienced shifts in funds, and it's based on your priority areas. I don't know whether it's permissible to have such excessive shifting of funds from one program to the other, but I want to check if really that did help. Did it help you to reach your objective, or some of the programs were sacrificed? I want to check whether it did help you to achieve what you have wanted. Last question, Chairperson, relates to this issue on the poverty line and the poverty survey that you are supposed to take forward. You speak about the thresholds that are used, additional thresholds that are being used as indicators for extreme poverty. Can you highlight to us what these are? And what are the plans? How far ahead are the plans to establish that to the extent of poverty in South Africa? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, just to amplify one of Mr. Mokoto's questions with regards to violence. Even though they might have been very, very much within the limit as the CFMA, but the data seems to have been quite a great deal of that. I think it's going to be useful for the committee to know exactly what might have been changed there. And also a great example with the explanations, in my view, are not adequate in the annual report. For instance, administration gains in excess of 5 million. Economic statistics lost more than 7 million. Population and social statistics lost in excess of 5 million. Quality and integration lost 4. I mean, these programs suffer as a result of such shifts. And what does it reflect? Does it reflect bad planning? You have plans to spend X and all of a sudden your X actually supposed to have been spent elsewhere. And if this is cost support and informatics gained in excess of 10 million. I mean, if that could be unpacked, I think it would be useful for the community. The next was, I prefer taking all the hands back up at the moment, I trust that you are noting them, so that when we return, we take the next stage, so that you know the sponsor, you can also get an opportunity to be as comprehensive as any point of time. The next one was Mr. Singh.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you to the SG and his team for this report. It's the first time that I'm exposed to such a report. It seems very comprehensive in terms of what has been presented. But Chair, I think the success of any organization, especially one like this, depends largely on firstly the availability of financial resources, and secondly the availability of skilled human resources. So in terms of financial resources, one sees that you've had enough money because you understand. you only spend 94.3% of your budget. So you have the money to complete some of the programs that my sister has been referring to, which have not been completed. And there are terms like resource constraints that are referred to in this report. And we don't see where the resource constraints arise, if you understand. But secondly, this will follow on also on some of our other colleagues in terms of stored human resources. I read on some page here that you had about 833 contract posts. And if one looks on page 133 of the report and the amount of money spent on consultants, contractors, and special services, I think the SG and his team just need to unpack this for us. For how long is this kind of situation going to continue when you're using consultants and contractors and special services of this nature? The second question I was reading on page 45 is reference to a business register, improving the business register. We'd just like some indication of to what extent is the information that's contained in the business register accurate, what lessons were learned, and how up to date is the business register. Will it give the economists a good indication of what's happening in terms of large businesses, small businesses, micro, you know, the SMEs that we talk about in our country? And just for now, I will refer to page 64 of your report, where you've got a reference to asset register, BAUD. Now, I didn't know what this BAUD was, and this register was not completed at this time, or not available at the time. So we refer to what it is, and then indicate to us why it was not completed.
Address to get a resource issue involved in that area.
let's take responses to this question. I know some of the questions were a bit general, and I would recommend that in your responses you refer to the relevant sections that you have addressed some of those questions. You know, like the issue of the HR, there were quite a number of questions asked with regards to HR. Some relation to some of the problems that suffered as a result of the absence of the team leader, which specifically would be given the top management staff. So all these things were planned. HR processes and job grading were not conducted as planned. And it indicated that HR also incomplete with the absence of the team leader. And the job grading audit was also not conducted due to the secondment of the audit. For responses, I think even though the questions might have been general, they came from a number of members, but it was the staff itself, who's not been on the specific area for us to be able to comment on the question.
Thank you very much. Means to get you coached by
Greenspan, the ex reserve governor of the state, said that the farther you look, the more ahead you can see. And that is the question that the farther you look, the more ahead you can see. So the bigger you grow, the more ahead you are expected to see the society. Is this what we need to change plan? I think that the area that challenges us has to confront an overwhelming demand for that. Can we prioritize? How do we set this priority in the face of competing demand? I think that that's the new challenge that we are confronting us by creating a program of the project for an integrated plan. That was our first attempt at doing this. I think there we need more than two. And what we see in the shift of money resources is an attempt to roll projects at the time. So in many ways, although we have actually during the track, we also are facing a very serious situation. Including integrated field work operations. The number of people that we see on contract and so on are a result of the temporary staff that you are field work. Those are consultants and consultants and consultant contracts. But now we are moving towards the permanent field workforce. And that will reduce both our time in terms of training for the same one and retain the staff. And that is what we are moving into the future. Maria Project, who is the great manager for the West Indian province, has his counterpart in the other provinces that we have to have a project in order that we can boost the capacity in field operations where things are done in the province. And that includes the quality from cost and stabilize our labor force and workforce in those areas. So the kind of shift that we see may not occur in the future if we address the capacity issue. On the specific issue of the food that are going to extend, this was an issue that management had to address. We had people field operators that we are trying to get into the community service. Through an intermediary that we have appointed. Booked into Sherak here in Vietnam. So that is the actual decision. That we are moving out of Sherak, these people will not stay in Sherak. We don't stay in Sherak when we can go. And of course, I'm not saying the two workers are less men, but in their numbers to stay in Sherak, that's the most obnoxious thing that could ever happen. And then we have to fire them. So we took that decision in a matter of 2 hours. The media action was taken, but the damage has been done. So that was what we got there, in the presentation. There was a damage, the remedy that damage. But in those kinds of circumstances, they go in for us. Where you are calling with an issue with a lot of math, you cannot come out of that field. Even if you are trying to drop a key, you will have money. So that's the problem. That is the that is very important. But then it's not there. And I think we'll finish here. You know, it's too much to get to work. On the different projects that we have not executed, it's really not a matter of money. Money we have left in our efficient funds in the last number of years. It now gets the people to do the work. We did more than two, and we start shifting people around. And that's the signal and the symptom of planning that we haven't matured in the area of planning. And that maturity requires, and maybe you don't have choice. the guy that I think he and the CFO talk about. On the basket, to use the 1,500 for items to the basket, probably 1,300 I think. We have reduced that and then more of that change, that change will talk about that. What is the key to that? Then the number of actors that actually use them is the conversation process with them. Dr. Vigali will talk about changes that this year for the website or more of that. Explaining the details that he said what those depending on the admin agreement authority. That is the privilege to the production of statistics. And X is the statistics and then have the final power to say these are the statistics and these are the numbers that we are reading. And the minister, yes, has delegated authority in terms of appointment and all the other administrations. That's the professional autonomy of the agency that in the hands of the statistics and the Malphobian. With the advice from council. That's what it also has its in that the minister signs the pact and then the statistician that deals with the power of what we do. But once he has signed that pact, he doesn't have the power to say that pact is no longer important. If the statistician general will do the same when that pact becomes less important. So that the political authority, that is the major one, is important for the time. Of course, in terms of United States, but once that has been established, the practice of the security is that will be later continuous into the future until the decision of the understanding of our so that separation of functions is a very important thing in the end. And the specific area that we are in short supply of, and we are in very active shortage of supply of only. The information technology and the statistical computational analysis, computational ability and analysis, those are the three skills that we are in very short supply of. The first field of operations and the deployment and logistics, I think that we are on top of the situation. We have improved over time. And we have other things that we have had. Information technology, statistical computational skills, and analysis. Those three, we are very in short supply of. We have marketed an intensive program and more of that, we will talk about that. Now, in 2000, when I got appointed, I went to Makerere and we stuck with the police and we started that in the program. We are seeing very, very good results, particularly out of the Eastern program, in terms of approaching the field operations. The people that we report from the East African Statistical Training Center, and they come into the organization, they are picked up like that by the strength of the right functionality. And we need to feel like that. The numbers that we require are much more than what we can plan to do in this business. We need to establish exactly a very safe out of by 2009, Statistical Training Center, and you still be an African and participating in the career that you can at least, but the bulk of the people that we need to train is here, and we need to do that. That is the most probably 1% of our resources at the center. We tell our United Nations that we have to train to the man that is here. In taking place the teaser that I'm afraid that it was a teaser, the law forbids me to say anything about what we are going to see from my day. We will see if anything. So the only thing I can make is that to see the camera. Like the thing. I can't really imagine what I'm saying.
Well, unfortunately, the MP just set the law and that's the law.
but all you can say is that you have to put this at the deadline.
Yeah, so we will
put this at the deadline in our mind.
I'm representing the Shadka team as well with the Egyptian economic statistics. So I'm just going to offer me talk about the transport construction surveys and the like that we can keep the target that we set. Except the challenge here that SG has indicated is really to find the right sort of field that can do this sort of work. And in this particular context, what one is looking for is someone who has a good deal of experience in the business survey that also can do research. And that was our difficulty. We identified a person internally who's now been working on this. And I'm happy to say that the transport survey, the question is, we started collecting data on that, that started in September. So that is now running. The construction, communication, and business survey, the proposals are pretty much completed. So the research part of that is almost complete. We're busy writing up the feasibility studies on those. And by the end of this year, we would have made some decisions on which is the way that we think we want to go about surveying those particular industries. So it was really a matter of trying to get the right people in place. Once we had identified people, those projects had moved. And I'm quite certain that next year we'll be able to start presenting the results of those surveys, which I think will help enormously in measuring the contribution of those sectors to the economy. In regard to...
Can I just check? Those areas where we were not able to deliver, are they now properly reflected in next year's work program, or there is a case that now that they were not done, they will then fall into next year? Is there a mechanism of assuring that as a committee we are able to track it? Because if that is not the case, that we are going to meet them. Now that they have not been done and we are informed here that there is a giant place to get them done. But is there a systematic mechanism of making sure that we are still able to track that yes, we were not able to deliver. Now they expect that we have problems for next year. Or are we going to get an update and say our work program? Because if we have work program for 2008 so far,
comment on all those areas where I have more in general overarching with an effective of the city.
I mean, certainly these are priority areas we can just because that is applicable and they would be reflected in the work program. Perhaps just to speak briefly about CPI Boston, we'll be waiting, there were a couple of questions on that. We have an opportunity, we reweight the CPI every 5 years or so, and that's done on the basis of income and expenditure survey. Due to some issues relating to how we do the income and expenditure survey, we're going to be a bit outside of the 5 years, but I think we've indicated that previously. Currently in the CPI basket, we have just over 1,020 products. This is a lot when one compares us with international economies internationally. Generally, the range internationally is between 200 and 800. That's across developed and developing countries. So we do think that's too many. The current market is done on the basis of any product that represents at least 0.01% of total national household expenditure would be reflected in the basket. Okay, so that's quite a low threshold. Okay, so screening items, we also from time to time get criticism that this is a rich man's basket and doesn't really reflect the realities of normal people. So what we did was we developed a methodology of identifying baskets, products for the new basket that would deal with these. And what we decided to do was, first of all, to do a province-by-province approach, so that each province would have its own basket. Secondly, we looked obviously at expenditure, but also at the number of households that have bought a particular product. And the objective there is to exclude any product that may be quite expensive, but are bought by very few people. So if one only looks at total expenditure, they're included because they're expensive. So we've included there a criteria of that there's a certain number of households that are bought it so that you exclude those very luxury type of items. We have written a document that has been on our website for the past month or so. There was quite a lot of news coverage about the document. The document is available for public comment. And broadly what it outlines is that there's a total of just under 400 products that we propose to be in the basket, in the new TCR basket. There are just under 300 of those that are common through all the provinces. So one does see a fair variety through the provinces. We need to start collection of any items that are not in the current basket in January 2008, so that we can have year-on-year price changes for those products when we publish the January 2019 PR. So the January 2019 PR will then be based on the new basket. It will have new weights, which are based on the IES, and which we hope will be published in the end of this year, in the middle of this year. So those are really the plans around the CPI. I think that what we're going to have then is a CPI that's much more streamlined, but also is then covering those items that are actually bought by, I won't say by the majority of people, because expenditure is still an important part. Still, CPI tends to be dominated generally by those people that spend more money. But we hope that it will be more reflective of what kind of average households buy, and that we would be including those products that really had some impact on inflation.
Yes, we do classification whether they are live businesses that is based on a standard that comes from the Department of Trade and Industry, and the Small Business Act classification standard revised in 2003. And in that one, it's quite detailed. It says if you have an annual turnover of this one and you belong to this industry, then you're big, you're small, you're micro, that's what we do. And the summary of that information is found, it's found on our website. We usually do that every year. The issue of whether to classify a business, whether it's large or small, depends on the turnover that has been cleared. But there are a large number of businesses that have no financial information, and therefore we are able to place them in a particular category in terms of the Small Business Act. Thank you.
Next on the last, if you could show my phone.
Yes,
okay. Thank you.
Mine and three of them. The change in things I think the FD has responded to, but if you want details on page 38 of the report, you will understand what would be the details and objectives in the FD, the output of the PF and the two questions that it will be out on the 24th, and the PF will be the objectives that are on page 38. The second question was around the health and data statistics and tourism and migration, and that I think arises from page 43 in the report, and I think it has been sparked by the one trade confession that has been made in terms of the footnote in the report, footnote number 4, 5, and 6, where we say that the review was delayed due to the implementation of the new program for 18 days. But I think in broad terms, what one would be able to say is that the data for health and data statistics and tourism and migration, that is the point where we are in the small area. We do depend entirely on the data that comes from the Department of Home Affairs and a lot of partnerships in terms of looking at the quality and working together with the Department of Home Affairs in terms of the tourism and migration. We went through what we call the revamping of the release, and that is what it meant when we say it was linked due to the new program. The new program. And then on the issue around why we were not able to report on the health data, we can confess that I think even last year the same question was asked. And we had promised that we would try to improve in terms of the human resources in that division. We have been able to acquire the resources the way from started, and we are hoping that improvement will be seen. The other part that I think that can be reported upon is the partnership that we have started to have with the Department of Health to make sure that besides the systematic report that we will be writing in the Department of Health, we are working together with them to make sure that next year we'll be able to conduct for them their demographic and health study together with them. Therefore, that is also informed later and include the one through the systematic report of that we will be writing. I think in terms of the format issue, the issues arise from page 41 in the report. In page 41, we talk about the format line based on the minimum business. Or in February this year, we launched a report with the National Treasury. It is on the website of the National Treasury and I would invite the members if they have not seen that report to go through the report. It talks about the methodology for the construction of the poverty line for South Africa. And since then, the work has been underway. We have collected the information and we will be working together with National Treasury to go into public domain and collect on the basis of that product. And hopefully by next year, as well, again, we will provide more progress report in terms of the construction of the poverty line. In terms of the poverty survey, PSR are underway and we are hoping that we will be piloted the poverty survey by the end of this year. The difference between the poverty line and the poverty survey web is that the poverty survey will try to make sure that we include even the non-money issues that are used for poverty and thresholds that have been developed. We will try to look at what we call subjective poverty and try to understand subjectivity of poverty among the people and how they feel about their own living conditions. We will try to understand the living conditions within the communities themselves. And we will include the money metric and levels of poverty in the poverty study. Therefore, it will be a multidimensional approach to what poverty is. So that's where we are, and we are hoping that next year when we come here, we will bring an important thing. These are the results of the pilot, or this is what we will learn out of the pilot of the poverty study.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I was wondering in terms of the questions around the statistics provided on the website. And certainly, I would agree that the visitor sessions is not the only information that doesn't tell the whole picture. One actually needs to look at a number of statistics that are available. But I would also like to say that actually clicks on our website, they read something, and they seem to have to explain. The way we often think about designing the website and the means of distribution, and of course we're also still mindful of the fact that there are people who are not on the connected side of the digital divide as well, but the website, as you pointed out, it is a very efficient and cost-effective means of providing information to a large number of users. And we think of the users of our website as being falling into three categories. We think of people who tourist, and people who are maybe harvesters, and then people who are miners. And in terms of the tourists, these would be the people who might be looking, well, of course, these humans, of course, we also have the machines of the spiders and so on, which would affect them and show that our updated information goes into search engines. But of the human tourists, if, for instance, they do this click on the front on our home page, we do actually carry high-level indicators in the scrolling banner across our homepage. And of course, it would give all of us great joy if all the honorable members were in fact to make that design of their page, their homepage, and their Internet Explorer. But for instance, we do carry the CPI, latest GDP figures, latest unemployment rates. But some of those things, and we do know that some of our users, all they actually want is a single number. And so if they did in fact go to our homepage, they would actually find it. We do keep statistics and in fact review them on a monthly basis of exactly which pages on our website are visited. And so for instance, we can tell you the trivia that one of the more visited pages on our website is actually our vacancy page. I don't know whether I've made it more difficult or easy for my colleague here who has to explain that issue around that search for human level skills. So that would be the one level. But we do also, for instance, look at something that might be more applicable to measuring the people we see being harvesting some of our information. And that's where we actually look at the downloads of all our publications. And we track these, and we look at these on we can break them down on a daily basis. And for instance, we know that when both from that the downloads we get and from the traffic to our website, that on the day that we release the CPI, as colleague Patrick Kelly would know, we get a lot of hits on our website. And in fact, actually has forced us in fact to have to double the visit bandwidth to our web server at peak time. And we can also tell the most popular publications, if you like, your admitted in terms of download of a PDF document for the period July 2006 to July 2007 was unable to survey. And so we do actually have detail of that kind of information. In terms of the miners, one of the facilities that we do provide is the ability for people to in fact tabulate data. We use the various software programs. The one that we've been using for a long time is TX Web, which is what provides the time series. So for instance, if you look at the statistics, there are some additional statistics provided in our report, both on page 66, which outlines the accessibility of tax and data history. And then also in the section on service delivery on page 74, where for instance we speak of time series data files downloaded. And so again, then we can actually track exactly what is in fact being downloaded and used. In addition to TX Web, we now have something called NetStar and SuperWeb. And NetStar is the facility enabling access to a lot of the data associated with our household surveys and censuses. The other way that we do, I think we do that just track of one number is long enough to give us a picture of what is happening. And so, for instance, in terms of our time series, we do actually ask, even though it's free of charge, we actually ask people to subscribe. So if you've got a mechanism of trying to understand where people are coming from and where our major users lie. So for instance, we know that roughly a third of people who subscribe to our time series would be people who would put themselves in the private sector and so on. I hope that helps. I think this is a question, a comment from Cryptic into this particular report. But because we do have statistics available and we can provide more details for that information.
I don't need to add on what the leader just said. We do also run a user satisfaction study. But now we are a little bit cautious about the satisfaction about what those satisfaction levels are. We have been a little bit constrained to present, not because they are trying, but they are going up and the times they are returning to what are they. So that's the kind of self-censorship that we hope that over time we can be increasing the external users that they will. They will be a fantastic job. We could display that those kind of graphs that the self-censorship that we have around our statistics. Our statistics are our statistics.
I'll probably want to be dealing specifically with all of them, something with the answer to the few questions that we have. Just to give you an overview of what the problem is, to identify the condition and most of the vacancies or issues from areas we cannot get a field. We have statistics that is being mentioned with the other condition. And that statistics goes with the condition. And if it's a huge problem with the condition, it's difficult for us to get all the fields that we have in the condition. We made that deal with the vacancy rate and why we have all these vacancies. There are a number of issues that contribute to us there. The one is some of the things that contribute to us, and it's difficult to attract people with the skills that we decide to change our code or contract code. And we are taking that forward, as you mentioned, that some of the tools we have decided to convert into human inputs and tools that we have created already started that time, showing that we can put into the company. So it's easier and quicker than for human inputs. And if our human resources manager, together with human capacity development, engineers are working together in number one, identifying with the skills. And number two, identifying problems in human capacity development that will assist human resource management in creating a pool for us to recruit. We have also realized that the normal access that we put in the newspapers and the Times and the Chippers doesn't attract in many areas of our skills that we need, the kind of people that we need. We get big numbers of applications, but out of that, around 10%, 15 to 20% are should be production, it should be so we just get the numbers, but we don't get the actual scale. So we have investigated other types of media that is immune that are specific to specific cameras that can approach and also using our intervention policy to get those specific professions to attract people that can come to this organization. And that is also coupled with recognition, which there are lots of reasons behind recognition, as was mentioned earlier on, people who want to progress their careers, the other organizations that can attract our staff with better career progression probably and better benefits than we can afford and with the conditions that people. And our organization is very young, with very mobile, very skilled people, and we from time to time need to move on if they cannot move. So with the human capacity development program, we have put in place a number of programs to, number one, create awareness on young learners that in long-term plans that will benefit in the long term. That the learners are aware of the career in statistics through their learning mathematics and starting getting different writing mathematics. We have each started this year issue gathering for students to learn professions that are peculiar that are used to the better thing, both in the country and outside the country, as you mentioned earlier on, that you send people to be taken, send people to material, and actually more than 5 times the number that is done previously. And with the internship program as well, the number that we had this year is twice the number, more than about twice the number that we had last year, and again for twice the number as well this year. That's what we create a tool to recruit from. We never also asked about the leadership. We are planning to start the leadership program in the next financial year, which we didn't have. We already have a plan, we already have a big gap starting on how to engage the leadership program. So we have realized that the program around the skills is rotating the organization. As a result, when the Department of Public Service and Administration requested for departments to be piloted on conducting an audit skills exercise, we wanted to initiate and the computer skills one of the program, the team of people to go through. And in addition to that, also we also embarked on an exercise to assist audit program, but that concentrate only on the management position and within the profile. Also, if again we take an invitation strategy, it may not be very helpful if we train all the students to recruit all the people and we don't think that we should do that again. One of the other human capacity development programs is the one that we have also talked to in digital training because we need to go as wide as we can in terms of attracting people into the system as well and training them as well. In terms of specifically like the team leader that was not available regarding the audit, the internal audit unit couldn't complete an audit in human resources function because of the shortage in the international audit unit. And one of the same reasons that we have here, where it's very mobile production, people can be recruited from various organizations. Some of them even teach you 2 levels from what you have, the level of what you enjoy in the organization. So it's difficult to keep the information that section at the low. But we try to figure out that we are having all the problems that we are in the community. So there has been an unavailability of that particular team leader, therefore couldn't make everything possible for internal organizations to put the audit in the end of the financial year, I think, so we are going to be able to do this in the financial year.
Yeah.
when we were here last year was that as soon as the order period arrives, the shop will be back in there. So at this point, I'm comfortable to tell you that they have been attended to, and they are, the first few bullet points are halfway through the process, as well as the fact that we've asked the AG to come back and do a post-audit review for us, and they also concur with what I'm saying here at this point in time. If we go to the business and rental expenditure, I think the SK has given you the background on it. For what I'm going to commend my management on the decision that they have made, because the inherent risk that we were to face by taking this type of standards to our field workers could possibly have had us here next year, or even very much sooner than next year in front of SCOPA, because our field workers would have been out also in saying, we don't want any other standards lower than what you have set for us as a benchmark. And I would suggest to allow them to make this decision and assisting mitigating the media, because we cannot allow this kind of standard to be set, because you would look at our budget threefold if this is the way we conduct all our surveys. Okay? The resources, I think, have been explained, that it's more resources in terms of skill, it's a word, you know, some notion of assuming in terms of resources, and not the financial resources that we're lacking here. The gift written also back to our old 2001-1996 test. One of the decisions that I made when I came in was that we'd apply the law of prescription, anything over than 3 years, and we cannot see, there's no positive feasibility in going to recover the funds, we had decided to write them off. So it was small debt, and if you look at the recoverability rate and the cost for recoverability will outweigh the actual debt itself. So it was more decision around how to use the taxpayers' money efficiently and effectively. Yeah. In terms of the what was spent and why it was spent on the Gourmet, if I take you to page 123 of our annual report, I'd like to refer you to a column called expenditure as a percentage of final appropriation. And I think our spending was quite close to the line. But one thing I have to go further, our total expenditure based on a cash, modified cash basis is 94%. We had a saving of 65 million, of which 56 million, if you refer to page 102, explains to you that we had requested national treasury for all auditors, which I call my commitment on my full accounting basis. If you add those two sums, you find that cash savings technically on an accrual accounting basis of 99% of the allocated budget of 1161, which was their final appropriation that was allocated to them. One thing that I will guarantee you, and I'm sure the SK and the rest of my DDGs will say, they are always measured according to what they have said in their work program. And this covers also the question in terms of how do we monitor things that we haven't done in the prior year. Our work program is linked to our NCS request. And that is linked to our financial resources that are allocated to us. So when we make any environment adjustments or shifts, we obviously consider, or we definitely consider, the impact and the effect of which one and the other will suffer or not suffer. We will only make those environments and shifts based on savings that we've realized for the prior 6 months. I will never allow them to take money away from any project or program that has not achieved any of the goals. So it's only where we have savings that I allow the parliament to take place in terms of the systemization for these things. I think in terms of the understanding, I think I've explained to you, if you look at that table, you will see that overall as a cluster, we have actually come out quite well. And I want our specific department to specifically take the lead in terms of the full accounting. And if I bring into account the fact that the rollover needs to be recognized as well, because that money is made available to us next year, well, in this financial year that I'm sitting in now, which was granted to us. The disabilities, DBG has spoken to. Shifting the funds of environment, like I said, Section 43 of the CSMA for all compliance, yes, the vast amount you see we would have had to take some of our funds from our compensation. If you look at that table carefully, you'll notice this money from compensation to look at the lines of agencies that we have. We utilize our savings that we have to try and collect budgeting imbalances that are inherited, that we've had over the last couple of years. But more importantly, we need to understand that when we're going to be questioning the NCUS period,
we don't always get all the money we ask for. So we are upfront aware, based on our work program, that we need to do our new example of plant to grow it. But Treasury says, no, you can't get 20, you can get 10. We use this vitamin series for like twice a year, August, and obviously at the end of the year, to then collect and sit with all these imbalances and shift where we are saving, so that we don't have to return the money to the National Revenue Fund as well. So nobody has suffered at this point in time. And if they have, I would have been more greater than what I should have been.
I don't know about this super.
It's actually very expensive to be. Let me take you through the consultant. If I refer you to page 93, page 14.1. You would help me say that is a consultant site that you would allude to in the normal public sector. I use a consultant. Itself, it's really small compared to our government departments, even compared to our other colleagues that we have close in the same ministry. However, we have field workers which we appoint to do our survey. We cannot carry field workers for periods where they are not being utilized. Our survey cannot run continuously throughout the year, 52 weeks a year, therefore. So we bring them on board, and we pay them out of our goods and services line at the bottom, under that line item that you pointed out on page 133, consultant service provider, we cannot appoint these field workers at this point in time until we have a schedule which we are currently working on. It's an integrated field work strategy, where we would therefore align our service to run more continuously rather than having the ups and downs shifts that we currently have established. We have certain times when we have 100 field workers out in the field, and then we have 6,000 out of the field. So you could see this going up and down because of the time. But it's not the use of consultants to come and do the work for us. It is our field workers that are paid out of that line. In terms of the board system, page 64, I need to point out that is actually the review of the internal audit unit. It is not that our board system was not available for external auditors. The actual very reason that the board system was not available to the internal auditors was based on the timing of their audit, which coincided with our external auditors. And, maybe this is not good to say, but my external auditors are definitely going to have my board register for a long time, because they're not as close as the internal auditors who know the systems and themselves and how things work, who have access to the systems throughout the year. The external auditors would come to us at 55 times, which is the AGC, so it really comes to us. So that's the system.
The basic asset register.
Thank you, Jake. I'll ask you a question on the work program.
stabilizing the economic system. And there is a part of something that is economic issues. And what we've done as part of the development of our strategy was to identify any qualities and data gaps that exist with our national system that we have on the community. And based on that strategy, we have identified things that are going to be in summary, what I think is that ESA has developed quite a comprehensive economic statistics strategy based on the international framework of the transnational funds, which we utilize to calculate the GDP. In the system of national accounts, we have identified things that needs to be needed to feed into the calculation of the GDP. And in using the framework, we have identified specific quality and data gaps that exist. And that's how we have identified that the choice is still relevant to the shifting from market. So as a priority for that, we are continuously improving on our measurements of economic growth. As indicated in our strategy. And still that's all we mind. And maybe our timing and matching it with our skills in terms of the potential of development and research and sure that does not match our own timing in terms of what we want to achieve in terms of achieving our own quality and that. So that combines with our I just want to start. And then every year, starting about two regular business plan process, where we review all our targets that we still achieve in the work program, and then that feeds into the next one. So we follow very closely which targets have been committed to in the previous years, and we follow up on that, and that will lead to things to watch in our new work.
Look, I wanted to start to break the team. I have had some people that can follow up, and I think in order for us to do justice to this, we need some coffee. Let's break the team in 10 minutes, and then we'll return.
All relevant, the department can get higher. Maybe there are a few of us who can give them quality
suggest for me is, how do you relate to the web? I haven't even seen a copy of any of the studies. That's one. Now we are driving towards 2011 census. Very, very important census. So in a sense, we have a challenge of having to improve so that we work. I guess the point I'm trying to raise, the minister is at some point of saying, you can go as far as here, but not go and do other things. Other things will improve it as a legacy. I have a different opinion on that part, because we are expected to do an oversight. And how better are we going to do an oversight on things that we don't even know? We are only going to rely on papers here. We're told that some work has been done, work was meant to be done, it has been done. Figures are there, understanding, overspending, and so on and so forth. But we are not able to relate. If we could maybe out of a certain time see how best moving forward we can be able to get going on this one, that there is a thought. How best do we relate to the actual work done? Here are the studies, here are studies that have been done, how best can we take it on board so as to understand more or less where we are heading. As and when we are expected to an oversight, at least we are intelligently able to do that.
Would be that any breach thereof could even lead to Thank you, Chair. Just a follow-up question on the comment that was given with regards to the underspending, and it was specifically referred to page 120. The figure that 120 might be fit, but if you look to the previous page 119, then you say you know sometimes average is the dangerous thing, generalized in the detail. And if you look at that page, then you see that there were certain areas of critical underspending. Quality integration, transfer and subsidies of that, only 42.6%. In the program population and social statistics, expenditure for capital assets, only 69.2%, transfer and subsidies, 81.9%. You can go to economic statistics as well. While there's certain items that have performed very well, 100% to 99.1%, there's others that have performed very poorly. And I think that is what I refer to. If I can add to that, on page 133, if you look at goods and services, what has been spent on goods and services, and I'm just going to highlight a few items. Consultancy contracts and special services, 141.8% of the previous year. Operating leases, and what is this for? 455.2%. Transport provided as part of departmental activities, 338.28%. Travel and subsistence, 152%. Venues and facilities, 449.4%. So there's areas that was critically underspending, and then there's areas specifically under goods and services incredibly overspending. So somewhere along the line, these things must make sense, and there must be something or activity or a situation or a circumstance that is driving that. And just on face value, it was critical. There might be good reasons. My system, and this is probably linked to the movement of funds from one vote to another as well. I'm not sure, I think so. And then, Mr. Chair, on the issue of the disabled workers, I mean, that has not been answered at all. And while, you know, when the key was mentioned to me, it must still be done in the committee. And in that regard, I must say that I would like to know, whilst you are on 4.65% employment of people with disabilities, what are you going to do? You know, one thing to happen, I mean, we're 3/4 through this financial year. Is there going to be any improvement in the next report or not? I mean, there's some of it that has been set by government, not last year, a number of years ago. So all that one can assume is nothing is happening. It's not a priority at all. If you look at the information, and you see on page 84, terminations of people with disabilities, zero. You can take from that this is most probably a very reliable source of human resources, of manpower. Somehow people didn't want to acknowledge that. So really, when you answer them, you know, give me the answer, I also want to know what is going to happen in the future. Not just empty words, but actual strategies and plans to rectify that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have two reports, annual reports, which are just making this capacity from the base.
greater business like this. Do I indicate that the project team consisting of Saturday, Bath, and GCI has more than compensation and business registration in South Africa? And my document proposes the school registration. I just want to find out what are the current challenges. I mean, what are the challenges with the current legislation? And secondly, I have the answer that part of the problem, not part of the problem, that you are denying all the information from SAR. But I just want to find out one of the challenges also for the fit of SAR. Do you find the information that you have to, or are there any other issues that need to be addressed? The second one linked to the follow-up that the chair made on the referendum of the German state. It seems your achievement, your success is mainly can be found mainly in the measures. It seems in the real area of you still have a measure as well. According to this report on page 49, the target was to maintain your reference daily trade in the show of social country and your proceeds assess and all this measure in South Association as well as on the island negative. So for me the issue how are you addressing the issue of social because I think that needs to be the major challenge. And on the line of I think those two might be like she's not getting all the mandate that the traditional authority being on this
Chair, unfortunately the subject can't hold the key to sheet
I think those are the challenges.
And perhaps also in response to when you respond to Mr. Rebel's question with regard to the recommendations of the project team, if you could also, I mean, a letter to which legislation specifically, I'm not too sure. You said legislation, let's regulate registration of further.
We should also check how that is going to affect this country when it comes to dealing with the theme that it emanates from the joint challenge
Ms. Mokot.
Thank you. I just want to carry on from the question that was raised by in relation to the addresses. I want to take it from the angle of checking whether there is collaboration between the South African Post Office and the Department of Communication in terms of ensuring that each household in South Africa does have got an address. We know where South Africa is moving. Maybe you can expand it when we talk about your satellite mission project. And we really agree. The last question I checked with you probably is some other question, but it is related to the quality control. If you check on page 97, they talk about the breakdown of proper functioning of the film control. Which were noted by the Auditor General in the letter they sent to the management. I want to check how you have dealt with the problem that was identified.
And finally, you're about to go to our
I cannot take from the FDA's
comment the other day on that case legislation that the most understanding take their chief or their programs are in line with the nation. The committee based on the economic employment. And I just want to find out. And the signature is my dinner creating that case. But the same thing. The recommendation of a couple of the informal checks apply that one into taking steps to see whether all these informal checks like the central currency, the system of checks, like from code based back on the economic value check, now the new code of conduct, how far are those checks actually trying to change the lives of people, trying to bridge the gap between second and third economy. We have the statistics that can actually tell us whether are you bridging the gap or are you moving far the appreciation of the economy. My sense is there is one issue of general on the savings, when you give savings. I think you have said we are supposed to do all, we are training to have a saving on agriculture and that is really affecting the substitute center. And it is important. Now many states are on research. They don't, or they are critical of the saving that is being done for the food because it depends on the mood of the people or the samples that you get. The general does not affect the policy. More than the data is affected, but I think that's good. Now, I just want to find out, in your personal savings, how long is the policy in that case? And how far, how spread is your savings that is personal in particular?
They just wrote your name down, they knew you had a question. And the specific question, actually, after a very long question which sent you back to the minister forward, I think in a subtle way you wanted to know, I think this is the first question that you should have asked. When you come before us here in the Department of the Public Department, whether you have signed your performance contract with him as the executive authority. Because you might be sitting with people that are signing contracts with your friends that you're employed, and yet you yourself haven't signed. And I'm informed in the previous auditor general report, and the Public Service Commission report, a lot of the DGs were found not to have signed. And that's sort of the direct contradiction of the law. I think that's right. That's part of the first question.
Are you denying that?
No, they can't let people think about it.
Okay. I
think it's part of the
second. That's very important. Very good chair. Maybe I should end the last question.
It's important because maybe you are not supposed to be answering the
other. The chairman said that I think we should take to the conversation because we should be done. In the contract has been done so. The question is
privacy.
No, not privacy. The other time that you were the time is longer than the time. The question on public trust, why don't we have to do that and then not worry about general meeting that the
training training and leave your key back. The movement, the chances of mind are all at the how we shape career, how we shape the thinking of the young people, along with your circle of life. Access to results and what they need, outside during that MP supervising something that, so you oversight of something that they have at least a good idea of, both in terms of the seed processes and content that we can take, this is what we are actually taking our time on. I'll try to take that. The IT environment, which is needed in our area, what is the security environment? Is it an IT system or is it a whole cultural organization for security? Everyone that I believe you are sponsored by the other official group of the World Committee, I have signed a couple of that, and I think that we will help with that. On the very same collaboration, indeed, and myself, I think I will be interested in the process and kind of communication. The area on good education is the movement, what do they teach? How do you explain the average in the presence of this teacher? Yeah, when you give it to the people who also give it to the people, they give it to the people, so I can get it. And the last question, that's not the last question, probably to me, are we empowered? I think that the other day, you need that person and you need it. I don't know, you're trying to do that. Can we make that, not a wee bit, can we make that the degree of empowerment? And then I want to. What about those companies? Are they things that we can share on? Ethical way of doing things? Let me start with the one on disability. What are we doing? And where are the strategies and not where, but what actually is happening? We have got a strategy in place on disability. We've appointed a champion of the population statistics in that country on matters of disability. We've got a continuous update on what disability means, called the Asimus. This is a champion by having disability who talks to the organization about it. And one of the things that I have seen was perhaps we should ask questions those who think they are not disabled, so that we can say what we think about disability, rather than ask people with disability what they think. So this is a very popular, it's popular, like a very essential part of sensitizing the organization towards disability. Why do we go here? In 1999, we were very liberating people with disabilities for processing of Central 2001. In particular, we were actually
maybe the West now, people who study the internal experience, the quality of work they produce in areas of data processing are much better than the one of those people. In fact, these are the people who are there. And they would have been. So they agree a level of concentration in their mind. Much more, yes, or rather, one of them is that they do better in those areas. Unfortunately, this was a short time job. And a good number of the people that had disabilities then, the ones that we have, were a residual of that process. Now, this is where it was, the job that was like, even fixed and stuff. What we need to do is, what we intended to do is, what we very clear about it. Today, we will skew our recruitment process towards people with disabilities in those areas of that process, because that's where we are much more competent. So, I still maintain that that strategy now should be everything that has been made more than before, and therefore more than that process in people to have that fairway. Whether at the end of the year we have changed the new 25%, I don't think we have. And because there is a process by which we can go back, but it is possible. Today, going forward, that we should give that particular in the area of that process. Because that way, we can help people with disabilities perform better. The question of habitat, that is a bigger question. One way to answer it. When we look at the other societies where they see a lot of habitat in countries, in areas like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, Sweden, everywhere habitat in countries. And when those institutions are carried individually, they usually the whole trust of stakeholders that would defend the institution. I don't think they have built the right effect that in South Africa. But I think they are progressing in doing so. Because they are linking up with the South African Statistical Association. This particular challenge, the challenge that the minister posted to the Statistical Association, that is this year can get a lot of time. We have a version of that which is a specific people of meeting for that. And our challenge in the university is to answer this question. How far have we moved in dealing with the four challenges that the minister posed? One of which was in Pakistan. So you will probably say that they expected to say why we have to attack. I think it has been to our way of answering those questions. One can say we've done something called the Center of Truth in 2001. We will repeat this particular process because we knew that that is the intervention of allowing or making people aware of all the statistics, the limitations of it. I really understand it, but the column that I run in research tends to bring and explain what are the implications of the official statistics and what are the limitations of what that which we are doing. I think the problem is increasing using statistics. It's not that useful, but in general, I think that we are already taking a country and the country actually takes the numbers. Whether we understand them that much or not, it's an important issue. Second, in relation to how we engage them, I think the effect of engaging the community is important, and then understanding them. But at the moment, I think where we are, they need the statistics, but not necessarily understanding them. So, how is that in statistics in South Africa? I think it can be in the use, in the language, in the way we do things. And I think that can be achieved. It's possible to achieve in the long run. In the long run, I think that we are. But we are in the right direction. The training phase. Where the two are and the media limitations are very encouraging. One of them was the local in Nigeria, where we actually provided addresses. And indeed, process of just having one of our annual reports, when we then went and reviewed them. One of the things that is very clear, it is a restorative, which is the point that the MPC needs to raise. Definitely, those processes are very, very restorative. That village now says the cops do not go to the wrong house. Because we don't want to come to the village with the cops and then start asking where the I can go. So we go to the village. So you go to the right house. So there are issues around that. Many times you have to the right house. You want to go to the electricity is built. The right house. Streets are named, places are named, so you don't have big class, you have names that are more restorative and okay. So the whole activity, although your reference, let's say, the point, it carries with it a lot of issues, carries a social milieu. And that's the important one. And the consultancy process and discussion with the villagers and different communities becomes very important. So why is that by going in your last point of the strategy? The significance and everything around you is just as important. And therefore that process of consultation comes in a big sense. Dr. Lee will talk more on the more specific things. Around the technical issue, around the and how do you engage them to the result? Well, it's a very difficult question that the MP Johnson is asking. For we say the MP goes to the web, the fourth is that, when we read them, chair, venue, and FMF, and I release the PTI. But I think the question is not. That is, can we sit down and understand what these results are intended for? It's not about the individual means, it's about where the strategy, what are these results intended for, and are they given last what they are intended for? I think that is happening in this country. So if you don't have it, and just one thing after the other, this thing that we need to release a few other things in a year. And it requires a separate session. I think that Chair Benji Johnson, especially Johnson, has referred to the CR on the path. On. If we are involved, so what? The co-worker. What is it? What is it? And I think that we need to do this. So you may say yes, there are only of this on the web, but I don't think that the issue is about what you what are the impacts can be that may help us answer when I will answer the question on the business basis. I'm sure that will have questions and something for the year. How that parallel and join starting to answer. Fourth line in the bank table. These are in sensitive accounts. I think that will help us to answer that, to bring together and join government. Now, on the area of money shifting, particularly where quality integration is there, this money is there to shift there somewhere. It really is the switch that I think that the CFO will say more about that. I will then give the
again, the rest of the text is in my brief. If ever you want to come.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I thought that the issue of prisoner register wouldn't come back to haunt us, continue to haunt us for many years to come. Let me first respond to the question raised, the comment made by Honorable MP King, that if we pause our prisoner register from SARS, why don't we just go ahead and use SARS data? And a similar question, apparently, a similar question is usually asked that we see the best collection, the revenue collection from SARS out of this nation, they grow by this, and the GDP is growing at a different rate. The answer is yes, that's part of the story. There should be growth, and they should be going in the same direction, but they may not necessarily be of the same magnitude because of the particular specific way in which the calculations are done. So the business frame that we need tells us that there is a business that is doing business producing goods and services. That's the first thing that we get from SARS. It also tells us that this business is of certain size, it employs maybe so many people, or it has a turnover of this size. That's all we can get from there. But we will not be able to allocate that business into a particular sector of the economy, which is the basic classification system in our system of national accounts. We will not be able to say that this business is a manufacturer that produces gold or produces silverware. So these are some of the things. So the business information we get from the revenue service gives us a starting point where we can then go ahead and do the rest of economic specialized work. So indeed, you are partially right, but there is more to it than just the collection itself. The other one that is important that you also raised is the completeness. Because in an economy, in a closed economy, in the manner in which national accounts are compiled, you would want to say what is the totality of all the entities that are involved in the production of goods and services for the marketplace. An equivalent question in terms of people is how many people live. And you also want to say where do they live. Where do they earn their livelihood and all that? And the same question. Now, the best way in which you could do that one is to say, I find a unique identification. If we were to use physical appearances, the moment I shave my hair, I look different than when I have my hair on. So we assign something called an ID number, and most of you I will know the benefits or the disadvantages of an ID number. An ID number that the police knows that is attached to so many traffic offenses is something you would want to be associated with. An ID number, business ID number that is associated to tax evasion is something you wouldn't want to be attached to. So in terms of the corporation register, as he has spoken earlier, that it is a useful instrument. It might have its limitations, but it's something that we all agree and we accept it with all the responsibilities and the accountability that accompany that one. And what the project concept says in terms of the business registration is we need something as unique as the ID we use on the corporation register. So that when we come, when we are good citizens in terms of the law, we would be rewarded with a certificate, a paying certificate that we should be allowed to do business. But if we err on the wrong side of the law, we should be accountable and be punished for that one. What currently sometimes might happen is that if I fall short of my tax obligation, I can recreate myself by re-registering myself, and there is no way in which that registration can be attached. can be linked to the previous ownership of that one. And that brings us to the issue that has been raised about empowerment. The issue of empowerment is fundamental. We would say, what is the nature of ownership? Can there be any changes since 1994 in how wealth is distributed? And if we were to use an indicator, for example, directorships in companies, has there been a change? How do I track directorships in companies? By associating the IDs of the persons that are directors and the businesses in which they are directors. And I can be able to do the mapping of individuals and how much the percentage of particular groups is associated with ownership and directorship, but we say that's an indicator about how empowerment has progressed. And so it goes beyond the requirement of uniquely identifying the business in terms of provision of goods and services. It also goes to the ability to be able to track the ownership patterns across the industry, across the economy, and also the shift across various sectors. Who has gone into manufacturing, who has moved into trade, who has moved into mining, what are the areas of the country that have had the change in terms of economic activity and all that. So it's a fundamental question that we need to address if we have to, if policymakers need to be able to make informed decisions that are based on facts rather than guesswork. And we asked about the condition of the CIBRO, which is the company, property and intellectual organization that is housed in the Department of Trade and Industry. It's very difficult for a sister department to make comments about the work of another department. So I will leave that one if the chair permits. That the relevant department would be asked about the health of the respective entity that is there. But CIBRO is important because it is the body that is mandated by law to register and manage certain entities, companies, incorporated companies, closed corporations and all that. And to update that one, so that entities that are created autonomously registered reported, entities that are created autonomously reported and move away from that one, because that's the accounting system right, from the business register, where we say that are registered autonomously, that are registered autonomously, so that there is an equation of the net stock of people, the net stock of businesses that is required. And we think that a national registration system, a reform of that one, a reform because, with, as I said earlier, the CIBRO registers certain types of business entities. Trusts that are of economic nature are not registered under the CIBRO law, nor are they registered with the South Carolina Service. So what we are demanding, what we are requiring to streamline the process in which registration in terms of business activity becomes a unified national one that is uniquely identifiable, and we will say a business is not registered unless it is registered with a unique identifier, that it is registered with tax. So that taxation becomes a primary part of registration. You may not be allowed to transact in this economy unless you are registered with a service. Through that mechanism, we would be able to streamline the process, control the taxes, so that if someone chooses to transact in the economy, they will be taken out of the registration system and we would have a clean accounting process. And we have made some progress so far in the sense that the Department of National Treasury, the Department of Trade and Industry, ourselves, and the South Carolina Revenue Service have agreed to form a project team whose details are being worked out currently. Each department has nominated two senior officials, to represent them on the project steering committee. So that's a process that we hope would be able to say these are the specific things that we need to do in order to be able to put in place a system that will guarantee that we can be able to monitor what happens. finally, so that the MPs and other policy makers should be able to make relevant informed decisions. Chair, I don't know whether there is something else that the SQ would want me to respond to.
I think also the local authority, because I was getting worried when you were debating about the simple question, but you ended up responding to what the local authority wanted. Because, you know, that collaboration and the cooperation between the collection of information among CCI as well as the kind of system, and report to the results of that cooperation. But I think you did that, even though at some point you indicated that you wanted the information to respond on behalf of another department. But because to the extent to which that information is not the same.
Chair, one way to go about it would be on behalf of people, but on behalf of the database. I think they knew before one said that they didn't need us to say where the companies that are there are active, or you just a list of people who are CC by me or how to do this. And one is that the data of showing activity or any data, it probably shows that the aspiration rather than activity. Rather like saying that the business then starts demonstrating that they're projecting. So there is that limitation at the moment. What we'd like to move towards is that they must have, I think, aspire for our master in the active business separated from those that are not. And the fact that all the businesses that are in there indicate existence rather than rejection.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you, two areas that I should be responding to. One relates to the issue of security and information. Here's to point out that in terms of the controls around the transversal systems, the emphasis was on transversal systems, and our statistical information would in fact be held in other information systems. But nevertheless, the kinds of issues that are raised with sort of course have similar effects on security of statistical information. I think as my colleague Steve mentioned, the issues that have been raised are currently being addressed. The most difficult one is the one related to the second bullet point, or at least the underlying cause of talking about inability to segregate duties. Really, just what this means is we simply don't have enough people be able to do the job in the way that we would actually want it to be done. So for instance, you'd have somebody who would be able to access the system and also access the logs relating to the system, tracking their entries in and out. And of course it would be good practice to have that separated. And this really is an area which I'm afraid I don't actually have a ready answer. It is an area which is lacking. I would like to think that we're making some progress in another area of IT skills, not necessarily in the security networking side, but that is in terms of developing skills developers, which a subset of the internship program. We have had some interns working in the DINIT project, data management and information delivery, where they are being in fact mentored actually by an outside company that they have contracted in. We are monitoring on a regular basis the development of their skills and perhaps the course of the model and software for trying to grow IT skills within the organization. Things aren't rosy, but I guess, and maybe I shouldn't resort to the bottom line, that we actually haven't had a breach of our systems in terms of information going out. In particular, our website hasn't been hacked or tracked over now for how many years. Of course it doesn't mean that everything is perfect and we do everything we have to do, but fortunately, there
are certain levels of that, even though there are many of the cases that, that have been presented. We do have the attachment attempts on our website all the time. I can give you the technical detail, we can't identify it as a potential hack, but you get automated attempts. And that's a sort of repeat thing, trying to get into parts of the information sitting on your website so that people aren't able to access. In terms of the people point here, I think I'd be very happy to share the responsibility for responding to that with my colleague, obviously. It's one of the sort of 80% of all statistics contain 80%, and that's one of the things that generally the information security depends on the external people. Of course, everyone does actually sign an oath of confidentiality. And we are in fact looking at standardizing the kind of confidentiality clauses that go into anybody who is actually working with students or deducting through the board working with sensitive information. Geo-referencing of where you have built structures and associated addresses. I hope this will help to bring some clarity in terms of how we actually go about who's describing how we go about the process. Our first step is to acquire imagery. This could be background imagery or photography, which we get through working with the Department of Land Affairs, in order to be able to identify what the built structures are, including dwellings within a particular area. What you then do is assess for certain areas of the country whether there is information available from another source or whether there isn't. And in each case, the imagery is then in fact used. Where you do find that information might be held by other partners, this would be typically, this would involve, say, the work that is being done by the post office, where they are going to rural villages and seeking to identify dwellings and find numbers to be. This would also involve metros, as mentioned in our report, and several of the larger municipalities who might in fact have their own geographical information system with certain information layers that could in fact feed into it. And then you seek to work in partnership, actually obtain the information that is there, do some kind of quality assessment against things like the imagery that we have, does it look like it's complete? Are there areas that are missing? So for instance, in terms of the metro, you can understand that often their focus is on having a database of dwellings to which certain services are delivered, and find then that there'd be pockets of informal settlements that would not form part of their database. And so in fact we work back and forth to point into this where there do appear to be gaps in data and try to work in partnership with them to get that as complete as possible. And then there's certain parts of the country where information is very poor, either very, very old or simply not really traceable at all. This is also reflected, as mentioned in our report, of an audit of past due fancy work. There's an assessment that we did along with the Department of the Provincial and Local Government of what the capacity, what the GIS infrastructure is in municipalities. Last year, looking with a few in mind of trying to partner with local government in terms of being able to produce coverage for the entire country of really where the structures are that people live in. And essentially that turned up what was not too surprising, but that the infrastructure in many of those municipalities is extremely poor and would largely be those with a larger resource base, the big ones, so the more people, who are paying some sort of rate in those areas where they would in fact have the capacity to manage that information to a greater extent. So in those areas where there isn't anything available, again we have using working from the imagery, we would go into field in order to identify, in order to actually understand as intelligence what is really just simply a picture that you would have from a photograph or from a satellite image. this is where we did over the past 2 years actually work with the private sector and outsource that data collection to our specifications, which then came back to us for quality assurance and again a checking before we decided that people should in fact be paid because they had done the job to our quality standards. But we really are in a transition of moving from that to building our own internal capacity in terms of the field workforce that would in fact be able to do that verification in field, that capturing the information that we want to link to each position where we believe there is in fact a built structure. But building that internal capacity does take time, it involves recruitment, getting equipment in place, and training. We have started with some small teams in place, but we really do need to upscale this dramatically in order to prepare adequately for the opportunity level. And that's just a bit of the technical background. I hope that helps in terms of looking at where some of these things
we have been having the issue. Unfortunately, our chair of our audit committee has had some health issues last year, and they have explained this to the external auditors as well. I think what maybe should be known is that even though he physically wasn't there was a lot of feedback that came from him even outside of the committee meetings itself. So the support system to use, which is quite like in terms of compliance and attendance, that seems to be taken care of. Under Romale, it's going to page 123 and 124. You're quite correct that as a collective and as a whole, the percentages come out quite nice. If you look at program 3, page 123, and I'm not going to focus on the details because I love to lecture on this, and it's like that 2 days to get us through the process when I'm done. I'm just going through the agriculture there at the bottom. Program 3, the biggest core based spending would be on the community survey. In the community survey, we have plus minus 6,000 field workers that we employ. We have linked and attached to that 2,000 odd cars over the period. And this period ends between, if you look at the timing of the community survey, was between February running down to April. And this was run over our financial year. The rollovers that you see, the greater portion of the rollovers requested was related to the community survey. So that explains your non-real poor performance if you look at the 87%. I would like to change the formatting of this to make it more user-friendly, but unfortunately we're governed by national treaty on this as well. On program 4, the quality and integration, that is where our skills issues come in. I think we have spoken through outside, but let's put it in here, because you've asked the question in here, is in terms of the skills that we require in the Q&I section, and the media we can also collaborate. But the lack of skill and the kind of skill that we require there, and that's the initiative that the DP Corporate Services is also trying to root out, is to get those skills for the statistical and the economic skills and all the other methodologies, the technological skills that are desired and required in these units of all the time. If you look at the transfers and subsidies that you mentioned in across the board here, we are not SASA or any of those kind of organizations. Our contributions in any case towards transfers and subsidies is very minuscule. But the major line items to look at are the statutory, their compensation and their goods and services. That's always where you're going to catch us up for doing something that we're not supposed to do or something that we didn't do. Okay. I'm also going to take you through the analysis on page 133. Definitely 1.9. Okay, 133. You pointed out some few things. I don't think you've got a copy of last year's annual financial statement. Because if you look at last year's payables in terms of just our recruitment on our temporary, last year we had a recruitment of temporary workers of 3,000. If you look at our quota line on page 69 of last year's annual financial statement. If regards to that same table on this year's financial statements, you'll see an excess of 21,000 in total, but that's over a year period, a 1 year period. That explains the substantial increase in your contract workers, and again, as I've explained before to our senior, was that our temporary workers fall under that consultant's nine items. If we look at the next item that we cited was our operating leases. Once again, our operating leases is linked to the regional offices that we opened up for the community service. Your big jump that you're going to see in general is on your community service. 6,000 field workers, we have the housing. We opened up 54 regional offices to be able to accommodate the community survey and the logistical operations of our questionnaires. Going through the field, the number of questionnaires is 263,000 questionnaires in our work, in our annual report as well. And the logistical capability of moving those questionnaires from field workers to household, from household to field worker, back to head office Pretoria. This is the kind of infrastructure that we have to build up around it, and obviously it's linked to an expenditure as well. Your travel and subsistence that you pointed out is also linked to this particular item. And if you look at the daily expenditure on your transport as well, it's your cars. We hired 2,000, plus minus 2,000 with the core business cars that we have to move around the country. It's not just the day-to-day hire of the cars, but as well as the petrol allocation. The committee would remember that Saturday also had issues with cash in provincial and regional offices. We eliminated that by putting in mechanisms of petrol cards and a control post around that as well, would also come into account into the costing there. Your venues and facilities, yes, I have to agree with you, and I'm sorry that we don't end up in the newspapers, because you can explain this. Our venues and facilities is linked to the training. Because we do country-wide or country-based surveys, we have to fly out and go and train our field workers in various areas. Based right down to the region, obviously big cost here once again is to be attributed to your community survey. It does not include your 2.4, it doesn't include the 2.4, the 2.4 has been taken out of the 36 and just go and check with me. But our business is based on people all across the country, and for them, it's not a constant pattern that we have. So that explains the expenditure thing. I think there was one more question in terms of the audit, control page 97, the control weaknesses. This is all in the management commentator, and it is the duty of the auditor general to point out that the management commentator has tried to control weaknesses, but the control weaknesses were not significant enough to be validated to be either a matter of emphasis or a qualification in terms of our audit. 80%, and I'm comfortable to present that 80% of those control measures have been mitigated, because as I said, our focus is to clean up as we ourselves identify and as anybody, either internal or external auditors identify.
One of them is looking at the content of some of the courses that are related to the special and we've included that one is specific university and the other is within the developing relationship, and we'd like to do more with the relationship, particularly for the training issues that we have. In terms of recruitment, one of the programs that I mentioned earlier on, probably going to enough detail, is a program where we are training teachers that will train the what is called outcome learning outcome 4 in the SET group at the high school, that is grade 9 to 12. We hope that the thing I'm hearing about above 27,000 schools in the country, and hoping that this is solution in the future at the SET level, then we could look at now, but for the future, for the GET level. So for now, concentrating on the SET level, because we want this group that will feed into our brother scheme by the family extension trip, and the brother scheme feeding into other programs in the organization, other development programs in the organization. So we go in there now, as much as can go to the lowest level of school, where you can contribute and bring awareness to learners, and make them aware that they need to carry out the statistics. Because like you say, most of them, they actually they don't even have an idea that the statistics are teaching what you carry out.
It's always tempted to forget that he is a member of the National Assembly. He looks at consistently modern citizen. Because now we're going to be very different. He says it's not very different. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm interested, I don't know what Mr. Johnson could say. We have appointed coordinators in all 9 provinces. So we are in a national coordinator who will manage the whole process. So we are hoping to eventually, not now, it's a long-term project, to eventually get all of the students, all of the teachers, both SEC and GET, eventually. It's a
long-term
project.
And
then we can use this for the pilot. Yes, and we have the teaching of the chair. Okay, so that's the addresses that in terms of the skills, like I said earlier on, for center phase it's more difficult because in other probably departments there will be this specific skills maybe in IT or in some other areas, but instead almost across the organization that we have these skills that we desperate to get that we can get. And besides people who have learning those skills, there are other management issues that we have to do. One of the programs we just started 2 months ago was the leadership program in Malaysia. Because we realized that, in fact, that one of the major reasons why people in Malaysia is the environment in Malaysia, the immediate environment, which means physical environment and also how they are managed. So one of the programs that we're dealing with is to address those issues, help the new building and the leadership. Because we need to address all sorts of other issues around recruiting, skills, awareness programs, but if you don't manage these professions within, it will not help us as much. So one of the issues is the way of dealing with these issues is to make sure that one teacher can be that people. So like I said, then they need to do and leadership training program. And then maybe it's just the accommodating on the disability thing, but that's to assure the member also that from this year we have established a community organization that is specifically looking at the disability program. And also looking at specific ways of dealing with disabilities, including recruiting people with disabilities. The SD has given us ideas and guidance in how we deal with this. Like indicated earlier on the passion that he has on this kind of a program. And as a result, just make sure that you put everybody on board. You mentioned earlier on that you requested CG for the thing to be a champion of that program, which is very much a great and every level in something like that. We don't have the results here, but it's just something to share. Sorry, now, not even next year, now my skills are not because the 0.05 may have grown 8 a bit, but I don't think we're reaching the target that we have set, but we hope in the medium to long term we can.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, the figure we have, the only issue that I'm supposed to have is that we
stands up for the UN in 2009.
Yeah.
The big one that we got. The big one that we got is currently. But another one in 2011, and that's a Chicago region. So you deal with the issue of folks that with the folks that we have shared before, like home. And also the agents that come from the volunteer group of the bookkeeper for the farm. So that we already have there to get the integrity of the interaction.
Thank you very much.
We are the Christian factor as well. Time has never ever been adequate for us to be able to engage with the issues today. But I think the spouse cannot allow us to close this meeting. Not allow us to speak.
Thank you, Chair. It is very important. Given the ill health of the wounded chairperson, still of ill health. And just want that to reassure so that we don't continue with that.
The health of the chairperson, the other comments?
Yes, the chairperson committee. Back when you have committed the problem to back to find out that has run. In fact, one of the things that the army and now that they are really, they've seen up to the initial times of the police, rather than that they have issues. And these issues that threaten the organization beyond what they would see as a bookkeeping, housekeeping matter. So that's where now themselves, with the policy and the scientific council, we have to get together to provide some strategic guidance on the actions and the issue of unpacking the
information. I think that even though you do not want to comment on the performance of other departments,
on page 55, if you comment on the Department of Public Works, your target of the provision of support services, you have planned to implement 80%, and you did not say what your 100% was. You say 53 regional offices are open, however, due to the delay you experienced with the Department of Public Works and acquiring the offices, they are still in the process of being resolved in terms of infrastructure staff, etc. Not a major issue, but it's could you comment on another department, but also it hides the fact because you say 53 were done, you had 80%. What was 100%? Okay, but anyway, thank you very much. I think it's been quite a useful engagement.